helping you be safe, smart, and secure with your finances. Welcome back to Home and Family Finance with your host, Paul Berry.
And I think that was a very interesting segment, with Barry Silverman. We don't often hear from doctors who are willing to criticize their profession the way that he did. Gently, but he was pointing out that, you know, rude doctors do have an impact on the profession, and it just is not something that should be tolerated. What is being tolerated today is what I call the new face, if you will, the face of medicine. You can now go, and sometimes you may pass by, and you'll see a storefront where they are actually providing medical care, roadside offices, I guess I should call them, then in drugstores. But the best of all of these, and probably just as good as going to your physician, are the qualified nursing specialist or nurse practitioners. They also offer a full range of services. And it is the new face of medicine. And from the standpoint of what the cost is, chances are, since they have not spent as much time in med school, if you will, they're able to offer you medical care at a better price. And that's happening around the country. It's also a fact that there are not enough doctors to go around. So many, many people are now turning to what are called nurse practitioners who bring you in and treat you. And one of those people we have with us today, her name is Mary Dunleavy, and she is a nurse practitioner. She's a graduate of Georgetown University. She's worked in primary care for the past 15 years. She's worked primarily in office practice settings in both inner city and suburban areas. And prior to that, obtaining her nursing practitioner credential, she was a CEO at healthcare settings for more than 10 years. So she knows what she's talking about and what she's doing, and we're very pleased to welcome her to the show. Mary, nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. I know that you practice every day in your clinic there, and I guess that's where we should start. What do you do as a nurse practitioner, or what can't you do? What do you do that a doctor – well, let me say it another way. Is there anything that you can't do as a nurse practitioner?
What nurse practitioners do is practice similar to perhaps what an old community doctor would have done. We do just about anything a primary care practitioner does. We order procedures. We interpret the results of those. We order lab work. We do full examinations and management of chronic and acute diseases. Mm-hmm. We diagnose and treat. We refer to specialty services. In primary care, it's the identification of what the current acute issue is or chronic issue, mm-hmm. and making decisions as to how best to manage that. We don't order chemotherapy. We don't order certain prescriptions or medications as specialty services would. But generally, we do just about everything.
But you can write prescriptions for the people that you treat, can you not, that are valid?
Yes, we can. We write prescriptions. Every state has a little different milieu for writing prescriptions. Some states still require a collaborative agreement with a physician, but the state of Maryland does not, and many do not. We are free to write any prescriptions within the legal scope of our practice.
Well, I'm pleased.
So we're held responsible for what we write.
For what you write, absolutely, and I'm pleased to. You know, and as Mary knows, in full disclosure, she and I know her because she treats a member of my family, for which I am eternally grateful. And she also knows that I was a nurse at one point. And I remember when I was a nurse, nurses couldn't do any of the things you just said. You just couldn't. You couldn't invade. You couldn't even do so much as an injection in the breaking the skin. All of that has changed, Mary. Why?
Well, time has certainly changed a lot of things in healthcare, and I've been doing healthcare for almost 50 years. The demand for services has increased, and I suspect some of that has to do with our baby boomer generation. The business of healthcare has changed. When we gave healthcare to insurance companies, there were a lot of major changes that mm-hmm. occurred. Mm-hmm. There are more chronic illnesses to deal with, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, many more of that to deal with. And we're diagnosing and treating, being more refined about diagnosing and treating many, many ailments that in the old days, 50 years ago, we would have labeled it in one category, but now we break down into certain kinds of dementias. They each have names that 50 years ago we would have just called dementia. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of dynamics going on. There's a lot of change within the system itself.
Yeah, my earlier guest, Barry Silverman, who's an MD, a cardiologist, when he talked about nurse practitioners, he said, quote, they listen to their patients. They are more likely to listen and to hear what the patient is saying. Why? Why is that? Is it true, and why is it true?
Well, there have been some studies, some very good controlled trials that tried to monitor this aspect of nurse practitioner practice, and it was found to be true. And I suspect it's because initially we're nurses, and as nurses we view a person, a patient, if you will, in a family or community setting in our heads. We're not just looking as medical types, mm-hmm. looking for a diagnosis. We're looking as to how that person fits in their lives. Do they live alone? Do they do their own cooking? Can they go upstairs? We tend to look at more variables probably going on in people's lives. I don't know if that's true for everyone. I suspect it depends on the age and experience of the nurse practitioner, as it does the physician. I suspect there are physicians out there who listen to their patients very well as well.
As well. Mary Dunleavy is my guest, nurse practitioner. That's interesting. Very, very thoughtful, your response. When we come back, we'll talk more about what you do, who comes to see you, and how the medical profession views you in general. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.
We want you to be a part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Or maybe just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
Nurse practitioners, yes, they are all over the country, and they are doing many, many things. As a matter of fact, unless you know the difference in terms of seeking out a quote-unquote MD, you might be treated by a nurse practitioner and never really know that the person that you're talking about does not have, quote-unquote, the medical degree from some university, but has all of the capabilities. And Mary Dunleavy is one of those people. Mary, do you work with, or are you required to work with a doctor or under the tutelage or supervision of a doctor or not?
No. In the state of Maryland, we are independent practitioners, and I haven't tracked how many states currently have that legislation in place, but several at least. And I just want to add one comment to what you just said about a person may not know if they're being treated by a physician or a nurse practitioner. We have to say that we're nurse practitioners. We choose to do that.
Oh, no, yes. No, I know. I meant from the standpoint of care, the care that you give, not from...
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes, thank you. That's correct.
Yeah. No. Obviously, you have to make... You let folks know that you're a practitioner. But what I meant by that was the care that you're receiving is the same. That's a fair statement. It is the same, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, how do doctors look at you? How does the medical profession, maybe that's a better question, how does the medical profession itself, the formal profession, look at you? Are you welcoming? Do the doctors welcome you, or do they see you as competition?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I can only say from my experience and my primary care perspective, initially, back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, I think there was some tension about the whole concept of nurse practitioners, mm-hmm. And to some extent, physician's assistants. But I think over time, that stress has been weakened. Mm-hmm. I think both parties know, both physicians and nurse practitioners know, we need to have a team approach to managing good patient mm-hmm. care.
You need each other.
It takes more than a village to deal with these problems.
You need each other, don't you? You need each other.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We always have. Nurses and physicians have always needed each other. And we probably don't talk enough about that, although you see in the literature team management all the time.
Yeah.
But in practical day-to-day work, it hasn't been the case. I haven't found any way throughout the system.
And what about from the standpoint of my audience listening and saying, okay, does it make dollar sense for me to go to the nurse? Am I likely to pay you less, although I should probably not be paying any less, but am I likely to pay less to a nurse practitioner than I would be paying to an MD practitioner?
Yes, although usually it isn't the person doing the paying, it's their insurance company who really is the patient.
Yeah.
The insurance company determines what we can provide in certain cases and how much they're going to reimburse us, and they reimburse us at less than physicians are reimbursed. And Medicare is the leader on that. They reimburse us about 80% of what they reimburse physicians for the same care.
For this, it doesn't seem hardly fair, but that's why they like you more, right?
I mean, that's correct.
Yeah, the insurance. So if I'm making a choice between a nurse practitioner and an MD, my insurance company is going to be happy if I choose the nurse practitioner. Are going to be more likely to be happy? Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
How do you feel about that?
We've sort of, as a profession, I think, have laid over and played dead on that because it's a federal mandate, and it's sort of difficult to go up against that. But we, I think, as state organizations, have tried to pick away at the restrictions on us and the fiscal reimbursement issues that have developed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's unfortunate, yeah.
Yep.
We know it when we're providing care. But, again, we're in it for more than money. We're in it for more than business and always have been. And that you know, contributes to the work we do and how we feel about it.
Yeah, and that's a distinction that ought to be noted. A nurse is a nurse. I mean, you're called a nurse practitioner. A doctor prescribes and treats the patient with medication as they should do. A nurse treats them with the same in this case, but with care, which is part of what you're obliged to do, to provide care for people. Is that true?
That's the way we see it.
Yeah.
I think generally we tend to look for all the aspects, all those variables about a person's physical and mental condition. There's a lot of things that make up people and their illnesses, and we try to get a good history and physical about all the pieces that a person brings to an encounter and the limits that they each have to assuming responsibility as they must for their condition, you know, doing their thing.
Absolutely. We're talking with Mary Dunleavy. She's a nurse practitioner, graduate of Georgetown University. She's worked in primary care for some 15 years. She has her own practice, in this case, in the state of Maryland. And before any doctor out there gets their hackles up about this, let me just suggest to you, I'm treated by an MD, a medical doctor, in the same city that Mary works, but I wouldn't hesitate to go to her as my practitioner, as my doctor, quote unquote. And that's an interesting thing I just said. If I said to you, doctor, you'd be the first one to say, don't call me a doctor, wouldn't you?
Yes. We don't like that to be unclear with people.
No, I understand, but I think people do call you doctor. My mother certainly calls you doctor. She thinks of you as nothing but her doctor, and I appreciate that. But there again, folks, the new face of medicine, what's happening? We need the nurse practitioner to be there. Otherwise, in many parts of this country, there would not be those who could give medical care, despite what we now are looking at as the Affordable Care Act. And let me just ask you about the Affordable Care Act. Do you see that as a primary part of what's going to happen in the future here? And, you know, as a matter of fact, let me stop because I know I'm going to take a break here. But when we come back, and we're going to continue our conversation with Mary Dunleavy, who is a nurse practitioner, we're going to talk about the primary, the affordable health care, otherwise known as Obamacare. This is something that she and practitioners and doctors all across this great country are going to have to deal with. What does she think about it? Is it workable? And what does she see as the future of medicine in America? This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. Thank you for being with us. We'll be right back. listening to Home and Family Finance. I am your host, Paul Berry. My guest is Mary Dunleavy, nurse practitioner, who has her own care center in Easton, Maryland, and has a sizable number of people who come to see her for the care that she provides to them as a practitioner, not unlike the same thing that would be happening if they were going to a so-called medical MD, medical doctor. But whether we're talking about medical doctors or we're talking about nurse practitioners, what we are talking about is the Affordable Care Act, or otherwise known as Obamacare, and the future, and its future, and what's going to happen to health care in this country. Your thoughts, do you hate Obamacare? Do you think it's going in the right direction? What do you see that's going to happen, Mary?
Oh, I think it's the best thing since peanut butter, because it allows a lot of people who formerly hadn't had any health insurance at all to enter the healthcare system, to finally get some attention to their problems. And this is a wonderful thing. We haven't seen in our practice, we haven't seen too many yet come into our office. We already have a substantial population of people on state health insurance. In Maryland, it's called the Medical Health Coalition, and we have not seen those people yet, but we believe they're on their way in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I think it's a great thing.
What have you noted about those patients, about the people that you see or you are seeing or will see? How do they view you as a nurse practitioner versus an MD? Do you notice any? What is their reaction to you?
I've had quite a bit of an inner city experience and experience with populations who are a little disenfranchised or have had bare bones medical or health insurance coverage. They are very receptive generally, I believe, to nurse practitioners. I think they enjoy being listened to and heard. They usually come into the system with old health problems that have not been addressed. Mm-hmm. And therefore have led to complications. They usually require quite a bit of intensity to reach a good medical status quo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's very little that you can't do, as we talked earlier. Do you see even that opening up more that the practitioner, the nurse practitioner, will be allowed to do even more of the procedures and the things that we traditionally thought only doctors could or would do?
Well, the demand for primary care is so high now, I don't know how we could do any more than we're currently doing. Primary care physicians have generally left the field. There are fewer and fewer every year. Some have retired, and some medical students have chosen just not to go into primary care. So nurse practitioners are growing in number,
mm-hmm.
and we can already do probably the scope that we need to serve people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We already can do some minor procedures, and we're not interested in developing certifications or skills to do things out of our scope of practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have plenty to do in primary care without increasing that scope.
And the point that you made before, I think, is so valid, is that without you, there would be many, many people out there who would not have medical care, period. They just wouldn't have a doctor or a medical person available to treat them.
Unfortunately, that's already true. In this community, we are all primary care providers, whether they're PAs, NPs, or MDs, are already saturated. In our office, we have just closed my panels, which means that we are not accepting any new patients.
Wow.
And I was the last person who had openings for the last 2 years because I'm relatively new to this community, and it took a little time to reach a maximum number of patients. But now my panels are closed as well. So if you're coming into this community and need a primary care provider, it's very, very difficult to find one.
Yeah, and that's happening across the country, and people are more and more people are coming into the system. It's a pleasure to have you on the program and to talk to you. Are there associations with your organization that people can go to, websites, or should they? I mean, how do they find primary care practitioners? How do they find you?
I think if they put nurse practitioner into their computer browser or primary care practitioners or nurse practitioner state organizations, they'll find a database of links that could get them into their geographic area.
Mary Dunleavy, thank you so much for joining us and taking time to be with us. Appreciate you having you on the program.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
It has been. If there's a topic or something that you want to discuss, please write to me here at Paul Berry at Radio America, 1100 North Glebe Road, Suite 900, Arlington, Virginia, 22201. Or contact me on my website at www.paulberry.com. We'll see you next week.